then we rented a house in Gopalpuram, and he said, we thought
in what?
Chandrapur.
Yes.
So the dhanjan is the
in haunting me, right? Because you are here.
So I'm praying that Rishis give more light so that he should be more kind towards you. So that you want to go for the best. That's what I'm teaching.
Page 49.
It's always to us also.
Yes, yes. But you keep the hole, you see, always.
Why? I'm keeping the hole. So
yes.
If I touch my body, there's a feeling there of the image.
No, even otherwise, the entity is there all the time.
All the time.
Yes, experiencing, demanding, recognizing, naming.
So that means I'm
saying
not
saying that you are happy, that you are not happy, that you are not enlightened, that you are going to be enlightened, that you are in bondage, that you are this, that you are that. You see, you are lustful, you are happy. You are blissful. It's no difference whether it is lust or bliss. Both are the same.
Sir.
Both are the same.
No. Two. I mean, that's how we are feeling. That's how the everybody is generally feeling.
You have to maintain the consciousness of your body all the time through thought.
Why? Why?
That is its nature. The thought is perpetuating itself.
But you explain something else, you know.
Yes, but once the continuity is not there.
This is all that is there.
No, it is sometimes something else. It's gone. Now these are the, you see, this is the spot that is in contact with the earth, and now this is the spot that is in contact with the earth. This portion is not touching. So you cannot create a body through thought. Outwardly, you see, alright, I see here, I can't see this. So the eye cannot reflect this part.
But always there is a feeling of the entireness.
Yes, yes, for you there is.
For me, yes.
Yes.
Always is there. Is it not very strange, it is always there? Why there is so much of, I mean, without effort it appears to be there.
That comes to an end, you die. Physical death. Ready for the crematorium.
Then what you are explaining is not applicable to me.
No. You don't want that to happen to you. Once it happens, whether the body comes back to life or not is not,
not in your hands.
Is not in your hands. And from then on, it has no separate existence of its part. So you hope. Like the chair that is there, this is you see, I don't see. The one that is painful here, the one that is scratching it, are one and the same.
Not different.
Not different. The one that is here and the one that is resting here is one. Don't talk about the unity. Atman is Brahman, Brahman is there. It has nothing to do with it.
Sir, is it not extraordinary that this goes on for decades and decades? Without any effort, suppose the breathing were not there for a few minutes.
That is why you see,
you breathe. But how without forgetting any work?
You breathe, you are lost for the last time. But then something else takes over. You see, the body is not dead. It takes a long time for the body. The putrefaction also is the pulse of life. It's no consolation to you.
Yes, no consolation.
No consolation to you. They have get rid of the body for their own reasons.
Now what I am saying is, it is going on continuously for 60, 70, 80 years without forgetting for a single moment its functions.
Yes.
Because if the breathing is forgotten for about a few minutes, I think the body should go.
Yes.
But how is it, what, without
it... Until it wears itself out completely.
No, how is it able to not forget even a few lakhs of times, I think I'll be breathing for a day.
Yes, yes.
Without forgetting it is going
that
on.
That is all that is there. What else is there?
No, without forgetting it is going on.
Not forgetting, it has nothing to do with you. You are not breathing there.
Involuntary.
The body is breathing.
That's
you
what I'm
don't
saying.
Even know that you are breathing except when you want to know. See, when you ask yourself, most of the time you don't know that you are breathing.
Hmm. Yes, yes, that's
so, only those jokers who want to do pranayama for some reason, you see, start watching the breathing.
Being conscious of it.
In fact, only when you are cold, the air is difficult to move, you are knowing you are breathing. Yes, yes, yes. But what I am saying is, doesn't forget its function. You
it has nothing to do with you, sir.
No, sir, but still it doesn't forget, it is not extraordinary.
Why should it forget? What is there? Forget. That is the intelligence that is there. The heartbeat has to go on, the lungs have to breathe, the pancreas.
Without forgetting.
Yes, they are worn out in this case. The kidneys, one is dead and the other is dying. And the dying is a dreadful process because you are taking cream and coffee, ghee. What do you do? Huh? It's not interested in ghee. For 60 years you have been drinking.
His tongue is interesting.
Whatever it is interesting, this is something painful it is. Pleasurable somewhere, painful in some other area.
Yes.
That's a pleasure and
sir,
both together.
They are the same.
Sir,
same. Pleasure is pain.
Sir, you need to answer my point. I think I don't think I got what I was wanting.
Yes, yes.
Without forgetting for a few moments, this goes on for 60, 70, 80 years.
The memory is part of your thinking.
I am not talking about memory. Breathing, suppose a few lakhs of times I breathe per day. It is not forgetting even for a few moments
what
to do this kind of job on the heart to go on doing its work.
That is its job.
But doesn't forget.
What is, where is the question of forgetting?
Automatic machine.
Sir, for 60, 70 years, day in and out.
No, that is its, you see, it is pressed.
No,
it is programmed, pressed
don't
and button.
Huh?
It is button, pressed and programmed. The computer goes on and on and on and on.
Sir, that is our assumption, sir.
Not assumptions, that's the way it is going. What is the assumption there? The memory is not there. The memory is the thought.
And that is, but
it is it's a clock, you see, the whole thing is a time fixed and it goes on and on and on. Until it runs out.
But still, is it not extraordinary?
That is why I say it's a masterpiece, the body.
Without forgetting, in whatever condition.
Forgetting is not the
word. Sir, I use that word because at any circumstance for 24 hours, whether I'm sleeping or whether I'm whatever.
It slows down.
It's going on and
it
on.
It slows down. The
body
has to slow
but
down.
Even the minimum is there. Minimum, you see, without that minimum blood flow is gone.
Everything has to go down, the whole metabolism has to slow down for the body to renew itself.
You mean to say when it's resting at night or something?
Yes.
So all
you don't let that, you see, it is forcing these thoughts and memories to go into the subterranean region so
sir,
that it can rest.
Sir, are they calculated whether
yes.
It is really just.
Yes, yes, they have.
Are there any graphs to show?
Yes, they have.
You mean to say the running of the blood speed is less?
Everything is slowed down.
Slowed down?
Yes. Otherwise you can't sleep, that is sleep.
Is it because when I get up in the morning I feel half dead?
Yeah.
Slowly it recovers.
Yes.
After a cup of hot water.
Talking is over, isn't it? Still more to do. Breath is the spirit.
Hmm.
I know. The word breath is a spirit in Latin. So that is why they invented the whole business, spirituality.
Hmm.
You breathe your last, breathe his last.
Hmm.
That's the expression which we use. For the last time he breathed. So what happens to that, you see, afterwards? So you invent a thing called the spirit. And on that you build the whole spiritual life. There must be something there, those people who are left behind to mourn for the death of their dear and near ones. They have invented all these things somewhere along the way. So the spiritual business is on the assumption that there is a thing called the spirit. If you cut that body into its small pieces, there is no astral body, there is no psychic body, there is no other body. Much less the spirit, the soul, the atma, nothing. It's an invention. It's not there, Kim.
Kim is not there.
You still have some problem, not too long.
What is
which is only this one?
Are we communicating with each other?
Sir, are we communicating with each other? I said, no, he is. I think that's going a little far, sir.
No. Are you the old man, sir?
You are only communicating with yourself. First is
Kalyani.
No, you are no different. She speaks louder. You speak inside of yourself. Both of you are doing exactly the same.
Of course, the fact, we go on speaking. Why the hell are we doing this?
Then you see, if you talk like that, I will put you there.
So I go on speaking inside.
And the man who puts you there also is in the same situation. He doesn't He thinks it's the wrong way, there's a nuisance for us, that's why you want to put them there.
Well, I mean,
you are doing exactly the same thing.
As long as I do silently, it's okay.
Yes. Silently you are doing.
I mean exactly the same.
So you know personal care but now which rabbit.
That is the only division there. There is no other division, no Atman Brahman, no. That is the division. There are two things.
I don't understand.
There are no two things there. The dialogue, the conversation, the communication that is going on is only one thing. There are no two. You see, it's like an echo chamber. You hear, the sound comes, the sound of thought, and then you see it reproduces itself, there's two. Otherwise you cannot listen to your own thought, you don't know what it is.
If you can listen to your thoughts and you can see your thoughts, where are you then?
What?
I don't see my thoughts.
No. You cannot see, you cannot listen. Mm. So when it is there in that echo chamber, you see, then you see, your thought, sound comes first, and the ego comes next, and that gives the illusion that there are two. Actually, there are not two things.
Two means?
Two things. One, you see, talking, the other, listening there inside. The communication you are talking about. Is that what I mean?
That means I am not talking to somebody, I am talking to myself.
To yourself.
So I don't keep quiet for any moment.
Never. Even during the sleep, you see,
communication.
It slows down because the body, for its own reasons, is suppressing that. So that is why I have always given the simile of the camera projector, you see. To be able to produce the movement on the screen, you need a projector. Otherwise you can't catch this.
Yes.
So, you see, when you take a movie picture, even the camera, film camera, cannot take the movement of the hand. So, from here to here, you have 50 frames, the movement of your hand. Huh? So, you have to project it on the screen.
Yes.
So, you artificially create the speed here.
Speed, yes.
And through this speed, you are projecting there.
Yes.
Right. So, that is the silent movie. And you see the sound is 19 frames ahead.
Ahead.
That is why the synchronization.
Ahead or back?
Ahead, you see it is there.
Ahead?
Yes. The synchronization is necessary for you to synchronize the sound and the light. That is what they do in the laboratory. So in exactly the same way, you think that, you see, the thought is very fast, but it is not very fast. So what it tries, you see, there is one sensation hitting your eye. So it sets in motion the optic nerves, activates the optic nerves. And before the image is cast on that, it activates the memory cells, and so the word comes and says it is the tree. You understand? So you have stopped that frame and you say tree, but you are not looking at the tree at all. Some minutes ago, you see, some seconds ago, not minutes ago, some glimpse of the tree activated this knowledge and already says that it is the tree. So that makes it difficult for the perceptions to go on at their own pace.
Hmm?
You see, the thought captures that.
Yes.
Huh? Before, you see, the eyes are completely and totally focused on that.
Yes.
Huh?
So thought first is the gets it but
so if it is focused on that completely and totally, the thought cannot come in. Thought is more interested in capturing that one particular frame, a fraction of a frame, so that it can maintain. So that's why you say to yourself all the time, every time you look at something,
that
you say that's a tape recorder, this is a microphone, that is Nagaraj, that is Nathaki, this is this, that is wife, that's a clock, you are or you are saying to yourself that you are happy, that you are unhappy, that you are bored, that you are not free, that you are not an enlightened man. You see that you are a pitiful sinner, you are going on, and this is the communication that I am talking
about. Sir, if everybody is doing this, is it a waste? It is normal, is it not?
It is normal.
It is not unhealthy.
It is not unhealthy.
But it's absurd, is it not?
Why is it absurd? These jokers say that it is absurd.
No, I know this is a microphone, you should stop that.
No, but there is no reason for you to tell yourself that it's
every time.
Why?
No necessity.
No necessity. Nobody is asking you what
it is. Still I do that.
So that is the knowledge that I am talking about. That knowledge comes to an end if you don't do that. So you ask questions to add more and more to the knowledge. So how do you think that knowledge you have, the moment of knowledge you have, how do you expect that to come to a stop as long as you are asking the question how? See, the how is the knowledge. By throwing this question how means what? You see, you want to know. You want to know how you can stop that. Or you want to know so many things. So through knowing, it maintains its condition. That's why all the time you are actually do not know anything more. You know that it is a microphone,
yes.
That it is made, manufactured by some other company, that this is, you see, working, not working. See, that is all you are adding more, you know, more and more and more and more about it. That's all.
Yes.
So nobody is asking you what it is.
Yes.
If you ask me what it is, I say that's a microphone. If the question is not there, or if I don't ask the question,
there is no necessity.
So the microphone is not there. It, what it is, you don't know. Because you are not separate from that. It is not that I am the microphone.
Yes.
But you see, the knowledge creates the space. If there is no space, you cannot know what it is. So, this is an inferential statement for you. But I use the word space, even that cannot be experienced by me. So for all practical purposes, even the space does not exist, and so there is no separation. So no, not a question of integrating the two, unifying the two, but why this separation is taking place all the time. That's all that I can talk. Why this division is taking place, how this division is taking place. That is all that I can say, but when the division is not there, whether the thought is there or not, whether the knowledge is there or not, you will never know. So you can't say anything about it. So all those people who are talking about that state are, you know, a bunch of loonies. Kidding themselves, fooling themselves, deluding themselves, and getting there. Why the time has, why the thought has invented the thoughtless, is to continue. There is no such thing as the thoughtless state. There cannot be any thoughtless state. At no time for anybody. What these people experience is only a thought-induced state of thoughtless state, but not thoughtless state.
Yes, even that looks a little pleasurable. Even that looks a little
pleasurable. You control your breath. Fill your lungs with, you see, this dirty air and feel great. So in exactly the same way, you control, if you control it long, then you are in trouble. They say, I'm in a thoughtless state for half an hour, he is fooling you. Once it stops, that's the end of you.
Finish. I mean, physically ending.
Physically ending.
Real death.
Real death, that is the physical death, not the poetry, psychological death, you try your yesterday's,
yes.
That's all romantic poetry. But if that thought, unfortunately, for any reason stops there, that's the end of it. But you are trying to stop it, he's trying to choke yourself to death.
Fortunately, body is not like that.
Thank God you don't do that. You play with your pranayama.
But it is not alive.
You count, you see, you fill it 5 times, 20 times. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. You can play with it. So this gives you a great feeling, you see, when you throw out oxygen. Carbon dioxide gives you some spiritual experiences. So you need oxygen. That's all that happens. You go to the top of a mountain. The lack of oxygen gives you spiritual experiences. That's why they are describing the strange things there in the space, you know. Spiritual experience they are talking about.
Because levitation is not there.
Levitation is not there. That is why as long as the awareness, consciousness, or whatever you want to call, is there, so long you see the heaviness of the body is there, the gravitational pull is there. The gravitational pull, now they have changed the whole thing, the Newtonian. The gravity is all over. It's not just down pulling you down, but if you are able to move this way, it's because of the gravitational pull.
Oh, everything.
Yes, if you move back, you see. So if you move it a little further, it has to go back. It's not in position. So that is the only thing that you can experience, and that gives you the feeling that you have a body, the heaviness of the body. And the heaviness of the body is the gravitational pull.
In fact, perhaps that is why they say on the moon they may weigh 1/5 of our weight and all that. Then they are able to jump much more.
They float there, you see, in the spaceship. Yeah. So that is what is people who practice spiritual experience.
They were talking of
take off like a plane landing somewhere there. And that is, you see, the consciousness of the bird that is there, part of your consciousness. All that is left there. The animal consciousness, the bird consciousness, is part of your consciousness. That's why when you are sleeping, you think of like a bird and the land. And those jokers
say, oh, as if the fish were swimming.
And so you see that the, you know, that is the astral body, astral travel, and the bungalow selling you some rubbish. So they experience that. So suddenly you feel that you are hitting this ceiling. Expanding consciousness. You become small. That's why you have anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan. Look. This all is a petty little experience. Petty little.
Maharaja.
Now even the sulfur drugs which you are giving him must be in limited doses. For that you interact with
half
money. It's half.
It's
off,
yes.
Tell me. But you are not going to waste tape on
him. See how he doesn't want to be
on record. He is not afraid. Whatever he says is why you record all this nonsense. But he is not afraid to go on record what he
says.
It is public property.
You see this expansion you feel, you know, as if you are hitting.
Yes.
That's only a few inches. You know, in Mahabalesa are all my friends. See that you are suddenly tall. So every time they mark there on the wall, you know, put it there against the wall and mark it. You see, what happens is when this breathing changes, the space between the ribs expands. But there is only a very little expansion you can feel, but your eye gives you the impression that it is very tall. But actually it is not.
Hitting the roof.
You feel, you see, as if you are, as heavy as an elephant when you walk, you see,
yes.
Heavier.
Yes.
But if you put yourself on the scales, you don't find any difference in your weight.
Yes.
But the feeling is.
Why that feeling?
Because the consciousness is all the time expanding.
Ah.
You see, to the size of a mountain there, you are standing there. When you look at it, you see, it becomes short. That's all there is. There is nothing marvelous about it.
I think it is
that's
these imaginations.
Sotra brings them to the sky.
It is these imaginations, I think, that day we saw in the film. Adriya is so small, it comes to the mouth.
Same.
But he's so big.
Same
here.
Thing. Yes, he wants to say something.
Yes, say something, sir.
Something profound.
Say something. Don't be afraid of recording. It can be wiped off if you don't want afterwards. Come on.
That in one of them. And you deal on the Munishinum machine with Jaswita. This is a computer machine, button to press and book.
Correct. You're not distorted here. Correct. But it'll be in English.
The Vedantic terminology and flash of
English ready.
All psychological. All Vedantic spiritual terminologies are crashed into pieces. He says there is nothing but physiological and nothing else. There is no difference between this and any machine, there is a computer. That's all. Other Niveno spiritual, no, it's Rarabdhanta, no, Shabdhya, Uda, Kura, Chanta,
say
English, please.
There is a living force. He says, no, there is only breath and nothing else. So he says there is a trap. The pulse and the life all
beat,
are
beat,
one
beat.
And only one beat is there. You understand?
Beat of life.
Beat of life. But there is someone who is observing the beat of life.
this other than this one thought, there is nothing, something else. Yes, that we call it a spirit,
no.
And that is spiritual.
No, another throb. One throb looks at another throb.
The three combined become one thought, this is.
You have got much more shocking information there. Not only.
One throb observes another throb.
So that must be that one thought.
No, it
the
is
observing thought.
No.
The observed thought.
No, you see.
That observed.
Listen, that's not the way it is operating.
Sir,
you must read something about, you see, these missiles. The computers of the operator. So that is, you see, it's self-doctoring.
So there must be one to put the self.
No, self-doctoring, there is no cause.
You want to put it first in.
No.
Then it becomes self. To make it self.
ಸರ್, ನಾನು ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಕೇಳಿದ್ದೆ ಆಯ್ತಾ ಹೀಗೆ ಒಂದು ಒಂದು ಕೂಡ ಪರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಆಗದೆ ಕೆಲಸ ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆಯಲ್ಲ, ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಅಲ್ವೇ?
ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥೀಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆರ್ ಲೀವ್ ಇಟ್. ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ದನ್ ಈಸ್
ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್
ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ರಬಿಶ್. ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಿಸಿಯಲಾಜಿಕಲ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ನೋ ಗಾಡ್, ನೋ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್, ನೋ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ನೋ ಬಂಧ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್.
Only psychological firing
is a machine. It is man is a machine.
As good as computer.
That's all.
Sir, has it
got summed up?
Has he summed up correctly?
Yes, summed up correctly.
Correct. First of all, sir, correctly summed up. What do you
Nobody
say?
Nobody has done it so well.
Swamiji, what do you say to this?
Swamiji,
so is it practically, what do you feel about this?
Is it having terrible headache? Whether the head remains there or not, I don't know. Sincere, actually.
In the Madhya Akshana, I know.
This pain is not going to happen.
All this pain is done.
That is good, sir. Pain should be there.
Good science. Good science, sir. Swamiji, is this not all going too far?
To extending to the maximum. So the whole thing should break. The elasticity is gone. The elastic limit also is breaking. Didn't understand. You are not understanding my difficulty.
Sir, really
what did you say?
The elastic limit has gone now. It has come to its tethers now. What to do? Man has been reduced to a machine, nothing else.
Monkey to
imitate. Sir, you may go further and say computer is better.
Yes, it is that they are going to prove themselves to be better than man very soon. They are putting, you see, the bacteria protein formulae.
Sir, is it really a fact?
Yes, it is.
What do you mean by that?
They are self-correcting. They will tell you are feeding the wrong information, but they correct it, they say.
There is new generation in computers.
Yes, new generation.
They are calling it new generation computers, fifth generation, sixth generation.
Self-doctoring, self-correcting.
Self-correcting?
Yeah, you don't have to correct. They correct themselves. In the sense that you look here, you are feeding the wrong information.
But hey, you correct this, you see.
Yes,
you off the track.
Take up that false information. Take it up. It's false.
Look. You want some water?
Water.
Swamiji, how is it we are able to take all this easily and not you? We are able to take all this easily and not you.
Coffee baker?
Sir, English is English. So that he may refute you if you are wrong, that is why.
No, I don't refute
you. But let him say English. No, I want him in English. No, how is it I am able to stand all this and not you?
Your background is not my background.
That is not a simple answer. That is why getting away like this. You say his godfather's position is the same thing. I don't want that. Let us be very frank.
But you wrote that...
Yes.
Not this. I'm not referring to this. Our Ramdas, sir, much less, he's a decent man. Very lovable man.
Yes.
I have to find one person
like
who offered to take care of all my expenses in
this.
What more do I have?
And you have to be a...
House, vehicle at your disposal.
And money he will pay for
whatever
all my expenses.
Spend. All the
expenses.
Doing the stay in bank.
My stay in bank will not want the income. If I take anything, Chandrasekhar said that man is broken from the top of the house, that man has broken ribs. Imagination, but there the computers project, you see, it's a project.
No, computers can only compute. I mean, whatever they were there, they just compare, contrast and all these things and they just arrive at some figure.
You are also doing but imagination.
No, imagination is not like, I mean,
why?
Our process of learning itself is through imagination. Suppose I am speaking to you or something like that. Go on, either the picture or anything like that.
What you are saying, actually it is not. The only difference is, you have in addition to the computer, you see the image making mechanism
is there. No, the thing computer is there, whatever it is, you recorded only that reels.
That's
I mean, whatever
all.
Like that.
Same
it
here.
It is not so here.
Same here.
No, I don't think.
Sure,
the,
you may say you don't think, but...
No, no. The thing is, it is not even the scientist says that. The process of recording in the brain is not like this. I mean, it won't record as it is done in the computers.
No, it records with the images.
It records with the images, not only the images,
yes.
But in the separate images it records.
Yes.
Unlike a computer, which continuously records.
So what? So
you know, the
so
very
what
type of recording in the brain.
Maybe technicalities, maybe it's a slower, faster, additional factors.
No, it's not
maybe
it's slower, faster.
But basically it is the same.
No, the thing is in brain.
What is it that you are trying to put? They don't know a damn thing about the brain so far. What?
No, at least whatever they know.
Yeah, they will probably know a lot more, you see, but they cannot say this is the way it is functioning.
No, they as they know.
We have more, you see, more cells there, millions and millions of ways of.
Yes, yes, millions of cells are there, but the type of memory that is kept in the brain is quite different from the type of the memory that is kept in the computer. This is what I am
saying. This is a living organism that is, you see... But why we are not ready to conceive this? Why still this man wants to feel superior? I don't understand. You are acting like a machine. See? You can use 10 different words, but basically it is imitating like a monkey. All your gestures, all your movements are like the monkeys. So the Italians' gestures are all the same, the French are different, you see. All French people have the same gestures, nodding of the head, everything. Huh?
Every nation.
Not a
stone.
No, not at all. You nod your head.
Why is
that? See, that is because you feel that you are not adequately expressing yourself. So you have
the world cannot come
supplement, you see, with the gestures. As I was saying the other day, there was a professor of the Pillar College in England. He was a professor of English in the University of Cambridge. He published two, three books, I think, The Art of Speaking, The Art of Writing. There he gives an example. See, if you can make somebody tie a very complicated knot without making any gestures, except through use of words, you have mastered the English language, otherwise not. So even that's difficult without gestures, you cannot, a very complicated knot. You are telling him, you see, this is the way to tie this knot, a very complex and complicated knot. But without gestures, it would be impossible for you to make him do it. So if you could succeed, then, you see, you have mastered the English language.
Impossible. Maybe there's not a single man.
Not a single man.
No, I said impossible. Why should I say impossible? Not
you are using the gestures already. Yes. If you don't use your hands or eyes, you use the nod your head.
Something or
do something because you feel that you are not communicating. Actually, you cannot communicate.
And all people like that are only.
All people everywhere in the world are like.
Gestures.
All languages.
Is it not very...
There is not one exception. You see, the Italians make more gestures than there is more of gesticulation than articulation.
Probably one word of vocabulary or something.
The machines. Valentine, come.
That is the...
Remember at the beginning, you know?
Yes.
I was talking off, you see the time. And slowly moved on, you see.
Slowly moved on.
And away from the. And then gave him hammer blows.
He thought it's the same one, so here and here, not at all. Haba. Haba.
No pain.
He pain, you must put this one. Bada
part. Bada part.
Even that pain, I am telling you, tell your pain in English.
English.
Tell your pain in English.
Huh?
Tell your pain in English, I am telling you. Your pain is in English.
So you come tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now, very less, Swami, animals, less than animals, machines.
Not blaming those who come to listen to me, I am blaming myself.
Why, sir?
Because I have failed to communicate, to give you a feel about the whole thing. It has nothing to do with what your scriptures have been saying, what the great teachers have. They are false to me. All of them are false. So how can all of them be false? You might say that. All of them are false as far as I am concerned. So this certainty I cannot transmit to you. But you have to use that. That's why I use that expression, the glove.
Glove.
When it is something living, when you cannot touch the live wire, you put this glove and coat
Gaudapada
or some other pinch. That's the safest way out. See, the moment you succeed in fitting me in that framework and made another avatar, that's the end of it.
So actually, Buddha never glove.
Never?
Never. Actually, he
passed on to the atheist.
He would answer this verse.
Yes.
How can he brought yes to this?
Bring him to your court and make him another god.
Give him a number and put him on.
Give him a number.
9, 10.
Give him next number.
So you yourself, you got a number and he is kept there.
Yes, yes. Great teacher, spiritual teacher. Which I am not, I am saying, I have nothing to do with it. So I am not blaming them. See, they cannot help it.
Yes, however much even J.K. Blas, the religious people, they are not against him, they say. Each one has a different way of explaining the same thing.
Then the way, see, both are the same, saying the same thing.
Same thing,
you know,
in a different way.
This is the need of the age, they are using different, he is using psychological.
They also say, James
he is using physiological thing, you see, that's the consolation for the
Alright.
So, comparing with the what it is said, it is wrong. I mean,
if
knowledge should be there, is
everything
wrong.
Is wrong.
No, but knowledge should be there, unless there is that knowledge that this is wrong, you cannot say this is wrong.
No, that is the usual Vedantic question, you see. Mm. I cannot make you understand, you see, that the situation that is throwing out the world, you see. So it undermines you. You cannot accept the fact that it is undermining the foundation of logic. So you have to ask that question. Where is Arvada?
Me.
No, no,
I don't
asking,
want to go.
I'm just asking you. I mean,
I have told you, you see, it's not that there is something that knows it and says that this is a state of not knowing. Since you are pushing that question, you see, further and further, I say it's a state of not knowing. So how can you say it is a state of not knowing? So you want to know.
No,
that is the interest in asking the question how. So you are adding, you see.
No, my question is,
if the movement of the knowledge is not there, that question wouldn't be there. So, why you are asking the question is to know, you see, and to that knowing you are adding momentum to that movement of knowing. That's all that you are doing. That's the tricky thing.
That I am doing.
That's all.
Asking better.
That's all that I am saying.
You know, somebody says, say, if I say that he is wrong, I know some other thing is correct, and so I can compare
that
it.
That is wrong, that's all. I don't want you to accept me as the right person. That is wrong as far as I am concerned.
No, it's not false. Acceptance,
I am asking. It is false as far as I am concerned. It is false. I am not giving any alternatives or suggesting a new technique for you to get into that state like the old man does. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So I am not saying anything about there.
No, but I am not saying this technique. Suppose there is a statement, there is Atman. I mean, suppose a science gives. When one says all those things are wrong, means that it actually means that there is no Atman, is it not?
That is your logic. So there is no logic here at all. It is unlogical. You can say it is logical. Because if you accept the statement, it undermines the foundation of your logical thinking. So logic is part of that knowledge. The knowledge does not want to come to an end. So it asks, how can you say that? So I am not answering that question. You can say, you see, it is illogical, irrational, and you are making some pretentious statements. See, it doesn't matter to me. To me it is false. The whole lot is false. So I freed myself from that. You see, it was choking me. So how can you say, you see, nothing is choking me now. I am breathing freely. How the hell do you know that you are breathing freely? obviously the choking is absent. How do you know that the choking is absent? That is a silly metaphysical discussion. You see, there is no meaning as far as I am concerned. The choke, it is not choking, there is no choking. All that choked me. So how can you say that you are not choked? Huh? That's all that I can say. So you see, that's the reason why I don't want to talk.
But sir, you can't blame Bangalore.
I am not blaming. You see, Bangalore is the worst of religious places.
Why?
I have wasted 14
all
years.
All places are much worse.
Don't say that. That is in the same logic. See, you know,
all places are religious. Okay. But you cannot communicate with the people in California, Bombay, or Pune or Goa.
I have no illusions. I am not at all interested.
Then you are not alternative.
No waste. You see, that is not the way
I... What is the waste?
It's a negative thing. You see, I leave this place, that's all.
No. You are still very clear to us that your movement is only to remain in certain places due to weather and all that.
No,
we have to remain somewhere.
Not only the weather.
Now, why you should now add?
This weather is uncomfortable to me.
This religious weather?
Yes. You add it.
Sir,
it's more so.
If there is a God walking on earth, he is sitting there.
That
if, there is, if there is anything called religion, it is there.
No, it is that statement.
I don't want all these bogus things.
It is that statement of yours that is driving me away from this place.
Then you are the most religious man.
Yes, sir.
No, he said like that so that you can hear. Huh?
No.
I didn't mean it that way at all.
And the weather there is very comfortable. You see, I feel very well there. So these are the two reasons that I am going.
So you
know that has failed to destroy me.
But your passport cannot give you permission to stay for 12 months.
Where?
In California.
I can.
No, you also told me.
I can. Seven years I can get a visa.
Really? I mean, stay permanently. Question was different.
It is the same. If the fog can be preserved, the man also, man's body also can be preserved.
Even after that, whatever causes to freeze him and then bring him back to the normalcy.
Yes.
Then the thinking it will be the same, what will cause suddenly?
It's a machine thinking. What are you talking? There's nothing there. There is no thinking at all. It's your assumption that you are thinking. Putting those two thoughts together, computers do that. Nowadays they are doing it. What you call imagination is nonsense because they are projecting from limited number of the data, they are projecting the election results. What do you call that? Is it imagination or projection of the results based upon the tiny little data available to you? That is more accurate than your imagination. It is the arrogance of man, that's all.
It is true, but Shukuru is the product of the man.
You can feel proud. One day he is going to tell you, look here buddy, you are feeding the wrong information, just forget it.
That is happening.
That's going to
happen. That is happening, sir.
Already happening. They are telling you you are wrong.
Anybody can tap it now. The defense secret.
Yeah,
of the trapped in the United States. But
yes.
Ordinary boys are
telling it. Boys are doing it.
Boys are doing it.
So what is the importance of man? The divinity has shown no signs of divinity at all. Believe that man is divine. Man is this, that and the other. They are just definitions.
Thoughts of divinity in everybody, not a Krishna.
Yes. God is doctorates for that.
Laureates.
Lord Rabbish is repeating. In the end at least he was honest enough to admit.
If you are really so,
didn't mean anything. What he talked did not mean anything.
But it's strange that they should tell it at the end of their lives.
That is true. At least there are some decent people who say that. Too late. Sartre said, you know, being and becoming, voluminous volumes he wrote.
Who?
Sartre, existentialist. He said in the end, all that is imagination. I have never experienced any of those.
ಹಿಂಗೆ ಹಾಕಿಲ್ಲ ಅಲ್ಲ ಅದು ಹಿಂಗೆ ಬೇಕಾಗಿಲ್ಲ.
Which is
the outgrowth.
There are some tribes who are, may not follow any religion. Whatever part of the world, there are so many.
All the same.
They will have some of their own.
Those rituals and all.
What
they have is. what? Material benefit.
Thought also is a part of
thought
religion.
Is matter, yes.
Part of religion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it is. What even part of religion? Huh? Wanting anything you want.
Yes.
See, that's the beginning of the problem. Otherwise, no, there is no thinking at all.